Well, of course, after I left Jether, I moved to Edinburgh. But of course, I'd aye go back and see my mother and father. And after my mother passed away, I'd still go back and see my father. Now, this time I was back, it was a Saturday morning. I ken it was a Saturday morning because every Saturday morning, I thought fail, my father would go for his messages. So I went for my messages and all. I mean, that would amount to a Scotsman newspaper or something like that. That would be about the size of it. And after I was finished, I went into the store, you ken, the co-op, because I used to work there. I was in the dry goods department. Used to sell electrical goods, furniture, televisions, hardware, carpets, just about anything. Anyway, I opened the front door, and there at the fair end of the shop, at the foot of the stairs, they were all sitting round a storage radiator, drinking cups of tea. So I sat down aside them, and I had a cup of tea alongside them. And after my father had finished his messages, he came in, and he sat down, and he had a cup of tea. And he started to tell this story. I mean, I couldn't believe it. My father was a great storyteller, but as far as I can, he only told them in the house. Anyway, this is what he said. The first job after I left the skill was at Brotherson's the Baker's. Now, that's just up the close, right next to the shop where Purdy the plumber is there now. He says, and I'd be first up there, it'd be 6 o'clock in the morning or something like that. I'd have the job of opening the place up. But I'd never unlock that door and go in without giving it a right good kick my foot first. You see, to let you understand, the warm bakehouse flare would be fair black with cockroaches, but you'd kick my foot like that and they'd be off. Hygiene in them days wasn't what it is nowadays. I'll give you an example of that. At the fair end of the close, the skip running burn was just used as an open sewer. There's pipes for folks' houses just gone in, and all the clart of the day was landing in there. And as you can imagine, the smell, particularly at high summer, was something chronic. And of course, that attracted the rats. Well, back in the bakehouse, every Thursday we'd bake date cakes, and they were very popular with the folk. There was queues right out the door, and we would store the sexy dates through in the back bakehouse. Unfortunately, the dates turned out to be very popular with the rats, and they used to tell you another, so they used to come along like that, you know. They used to come along, and afore long, the bakehouse was fair hoaching with rats. Aye, some of them grow to a big size, you ken. Size of rabbits, some of them. And they live to a big age, you know. He says, I kent any of the rats, it was 20-year-old. 20-year-old, mind. Now, at this point, I have to explain something, a couple of things. My father was feared in nothing. But he wasn't exactly daft. You didn't go near a rat except with heavy shovel, and even then, you have to watch for rats. The other thing is, nobody ever got the better of my father. It's no like he was an intellectual, but nobody got the better of him. But I thought, I've got you there. I've got you here. So I says to him, how come you can't any of the rats was 20-year-old? And he says, how come I can't any of the rats was 20-year-old? Because it had a date on its backside. That's how.